State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I think we got enough of it.
All right, fuck it. Welcome back to the 85 South Show Lounge. Backwoods Lounge.
Backwoods backstage.
We got our own backstage.
Man. I see. Them boys is famous.
And I got my lovely co-host with me over here, Miss Bree Renee.
Bree Renee, straight from the A in the building.
And this is a different type of intro because T-Pain is family at this point. It's always fun, and he's always a great interview. And now we just talking shit like first cousins.
Absolutely.
At this point, man.
Absolutely. First cousins that see each other a lot.
Exactly.
There are a lot of first cousins that don't really fuck with each other.
No, like our mama like sisters.
Right, you absolutely.
Yeah, no, sisters that dress alike.
They made us do sleepovers just so they can go out.
Exactly.
They didn't want to go
but
out.
But man, I gotta talk about this first and foremost, because you've been going up on the social media with your Twitch stream, with the T-Pain podcast, and those two together on top of the videos and the music and the behind the scenes and the TikTok.
Yeah.
Bro, your presence is very strong, man. What's been your motivation to get back in front of the people like that?
I think I've just been happier, you know what I mean? Like just coming through and really taking care of my business, you know, with no manager, no label, and, you know, getting distro through Empire. I can kind of do what I want now. All my ideas are coming into fruition because I'm in charge of making that happen now. So just happier and just, I'm okay. I don't cringe as much when I see myself on camera. You know what I mean? So
do you feel like growing into that space of like being independent and doing everything yourself, you feel like, dang, I should have been doing this, or being with the label, all of that was necessary?
All that was necessary. It was the right timing, because if I would have just done it myself, I wouldn't have known what to do. you know, none of this really came about until I got to the point to where I was like, hey, tell me what you do for me. Tell me what your job description is. And the people that couldn't, you know, do that, if you don't know what you do, what the hell are you doing here? I don't need you then. You know what I mean? Like, I can figure it out. I mean, I might get less work done with less manpower, but I'll be much happier, and I'll get more money because I ain't got to pay you now. So this is
dead weight.
Yeah.
It's dead weight.
Exactly.
Now, I have noticed that you have been, like, on your live joint.
Yeah.
And you've been showing a lot of the verses and songs that you threw away.
Yeah.
What made you get into that bag, bro?
It didn't affect anything. Like, you know, a lot of people get online and they like, don't show nobody yourself recording, or don't show them no old songs. They're going to leak it. And then, and it's like, but it's been sitting here for 7 years.
Right.
It'll do better leaked somewhere than just sitting on my hard drive and nobody ever hearing it. So once I started showing people online and then nothing changed, like, I can just do this all the time. I got hundreds and hundreds of songs that I can just be showing people. And
you be bullshitting too, though. Because you would set it up all like, I hated this song, I'm glad this shit never came out. And then you would play this shit and be like, this shit is fucking hard.
Yeah.
They should have put this out. You be bullshitting.
I do that, and then I realize I was the only one that thought that.
You should drop a project of like all the forgotten songs.
I did. I dropped two volumes of it. It was called Everything Must Go. I dropped volume one and volume two, and it's still a lot more that can get dropped. But again, we put it out. The songs were as ass as they were back then. People didn't gravitate towards them, so, you know, nothing changed. I put them out, nothing changed.
But you be a little bit too hard on yourself, bro.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I feel like, I can't say that personally, I don't know, but I know that you critique yourself hard as fuck.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just have to let shit just be great the way it is.
I think I critique myself because I get to see the other team's playbook. I look at my own stuff like I'm a hater. Or, like, I'm looking for something to say on my own post. Like, even when I look at my post, I look at, can anybody see anything in the background? Was my hands ashy? Who can, like, what can somebody say? I look at it myself first as a hater.
Why you think you do that?
Because they're going to do that, and I need to not give them fuel for the fire. So yeah. I think I look at it in that way to just make myself better and just kind of keep away from the comments and stuff like that. And once I do look at them, if somebody does say something, I know it's a reach. Because, like, I kind of checked all the boxes, my nigga. Like, damn, you still found something? I don't like it. You need to give your cat a haircut. Like, bro, just, my cat was in the background of the video for 2 seconds. You couldn't find nothing else to say in this video. It was, I think I look at stuff like that as a hater first. Because it just kind of helps ease my mind. Really kills the cringe afterwards, too. So,
well,
it helps out.
I got to talk about this because I know, you might not know, but T-Pain is a fellow car lover also.
I am.
Around this time last year, he had to get in somebody's ass for wrecking his race car.
Yeah.
This man literally borrowed T-Pain's race car and went on a full high-speed chase for a TV show, smashed the car all up, and just was like, T-Pain, I wrecked your car. Send me some money. I'll fix it. He was nice. He sent him the money like 2 or 3 times. Dude, fuck the money up.
I want T-Pain, my car back.
Bro, just give me back my car. I won't tell nobody that you're a fucking loser if you just give me back my car.
Awesome.
He was like, T-Pain, I feel so bad. Just let me fix it, please. Nice guy this guy is. Like, I'll give you one more chance.
I'm going to give one more chance. I'll give everybody the benefit of the doubt and make sure everybody get a chance to be a better person.
Yeah.
You don't want to cut people off right away. I mean, it's the smart thing to do to protect yourself. But a little bit of sacrifice from yourself to see if somebody is going to be just going to take the chance to be a good person. Because I know how many times I done fucked up.
Okay.
I know how many times.
You're like, I'm going to give you grace.
I know how many times I done fucked up. If my wife wouldn't give me as many chances as she has, I would have been over a long time ago. Some of my friends, I've been a shit friend a lot of times. But it's always just that, man, I'm sorry, man. I have done some fucked up shit. Once people grow up and start to realize that, and you give them that one more chance, and then they are a changed person forever. Because they know they're not going to get that many chances out of a lot of people.
I was just catching them up on the story because you posted a video recently of you in your new race car,
mm-hmm.
and you looked so happy. You dropped a song.
He got a new one.
He got a new one. It's new and improved.
What kind of race car is he?
He talking big shit.
Yeah.
He doing donuts now.
Hey, man.
Dropped the song.
I'm better now. I got better people around me. I know how to recognize better people now. I think I
But men are really, like, particular about their cars. Right. Yeah. Like, can you explain that as a woman? Like, I think we like nice cars for a nice car, but
you like for men to have nice cars. You don't give a damn about nice cars.
I'd like to have a nice car myself, but I don't care about cars. Like, men care. Like, what is
cars,
the attachment?
Our cars are y'all shoes.
Okay.
Or best car way to put it.
Is it bags and shoes to cars and rims and shit?
Absolutely.
Okay, that makes absolutely. That's
I wanted to ask you about the new single. You seem keeping it lighthearted, having a lot of fun.
We just having fun. I wouldn't even call it a single. Baby Got Brap is just us having fun. It started as a joke. It was a joke we were doing. We were trying to come up with merch ideas, and I had just bought an RX-7. You know, it's got the rotary engine. So I was like, I need a shirt that say Baby Got Brap. And then Hurt, you know, my partner on the company, was like, that'll be a dope-ass song. So I was like, yeah, come on down, do a verse. He's like, I'm not a rapper. I was like, hey, man, people say I'm not either. Might as well. Let's go try it out together. So we just recorded the song, and it ended up being a cool song, especially for the car community. So we just released it. We're just having fun, man. We're doing whatever we want to. And, you know, people think we still trying to make chart-topping records. I done did that shit. That shit old. Don't nothing change, but those prices go back down until you do another one. It's a popularity contest that I am not trying to enter into anymore. I'm fine.
Really?
I'm good, man.
I like that you say that you're at that point in your career as an artist, though, because I think that takes maturity. When you first get in the game, you're trying to get you a hit. You're trying to make it to, you know, there's so many milestones that you want to hit. But, like, when did you make it to that point where you was like, man, I'm just having fun with it? It's just...
When I found out that I can do other stuff. You know what I mean? A lot of people chase that feeling. They chase them number ones, and they chase that top spot because that's all they can do. That's all they got. They don't have anything to go have fun. You can go rent a Lamborghini in Italy, but, you know, you got to take that back. You know what I mean? But if you start building cars on the side and you really paying attention to how things work and you start getting other hobbies, or even if you already had hobbies, which is the case with me, because I've always had these hobbies. I've always been a gamer. I've always been a car guy. I've always built cars. But my managers never wanted anybody to see that because it was deemed uncool for somebody at the top of the charts to be doing regular white dude shit. You know what I mean? So I've always had these things. And once I start showing that part of me, then people start gravitating more towards me and saying that T-Pain is just one of us. T-Pain is just a guy. Right. And that's all I wanted to be. I didn't want to be the special guy. You know, again, I was signed as a writer to Convict Music. So I was never supposed to be in the foreground. I was never supposed to be in front of the camera. So once all that started happening, I kind of had to get rid of, you know, the other things I did in my life. And now that I can express that and still be accepted, I'm good. That's, you know, being number one at one thing is like...
I think that's a gem, like a jewel, though, that you just dropped. Because a lot of artists don't take in time to pay attention to, like, what other things they good at. Because, like, you and Los both have done that with, like, y'all passion for cars.
For sure.
But I'm sure there's a lot of other artists that got, you know, different passions that you can monetize.
Yeah.
Build
communities. But like you said, they had that space where they're scared to even let people know, hey,
exactly,
I draw horses.
Yeah.
I'm not an artist, but I have a thing for drawing horses.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah.
That takes a lot of comfort to let people know what you really like.
Absolutely. Yeah, unless you're a woman. Women can do that because it's empowering. We can do more than this. We can do it. And but you're a man, it's like, bro, get back in the studio, my nigga.
Lame ass shit.
Getting your forces dirty with them horses and shit. You need to be out there in the goddamn studio. It's just, we don't, you know, we can't do anything. We do what people know we good at, and then that's what we just leave it at. But, you know, once you go deep into your mind and deep into your thought, deep into just yourself, take care of yourself, and the money gonna come. The money will come from everything. And we all know the phrase, find something you love. Find something that you love and that you'll do for free and go get paid for it.
Yeah. Now, you remember the last time we was talking and I asked you about this T-Pain and Top Hat T-Pain?
Yeah.
And then you see the internet went back and was like, Los might be on to something. Yeah. That nigga Top Hat T-Pain was in a whole nother world. Now, you know, it's the fall. Will Top Hat T-Pain be popping out for the fall, winter, Christmas?
It is Top Hat T-Pain
season.
It's Top Hat T-Pain season, and the person I am now is Top Hat T-Pain again, just in different attire. I can wear shit on planes now. I can come out dressed like this, you know, my Bill Gates shit, my Rich White, you know what I'm saying, my Rich White attire, and I think this will be fine. But the feeling that I had back then is back. You know what I mean? The happiness, the fun that I had doing music, not trying to, you know, make chart toppers or anything like that, that's back. So it is top hat, T-Pain on the inside, regular white dude on the outside.
I like that. You got anything, any more animated stuff coming out?
We are working on some more animated stuff. We trying to get the Freaknik, the musical part two together. We're getting that together. A lot of people have been asking for that. So just a general thing. We having a Wisconsin University cartoon coming.
Yeah, that's dope.
So, yeah, you know, all which I would love you guys to be involved with.
We would love to.
Yeah, because they're both very black. So
yeah, because the Wisconsin, the tour.
Yeah.
It was going crazy.
That's about to happen again in June. You know, so get ready for that.
Yeah.
We're going back to Wisconsin. The name of the tour is Back to Wisconsin. Third installment of the tour. So, yeah, we ending it off with the Wisconsin Fest. Would love to have you again. Would love to have you guys.
I'll be there. Now that it's official and you're going to have, like, set dates, I can plan on being there.
We got it. I'm going to text you this time.
Bree, you got anything else, babe?
No, I mean, just keep killing it. You've been doing amazing. I've been a fan. My family owns a strip club, so
there you go.
When
that's what we
I'm
talking
in
about.
Love with a stripper came out, that was
family
monumental
ties right there
for me at the Blue Flame Lounge.
I love it.
You know what I'm saying?
Family ties, baby.
Yep. So
sometimes
thank you for
that's
all
one
you've
of
done
our
for
songs that we sing together.
Yeah.
Well, that's
you
good.
Know, like as a couple, when you in a car and you and your lady got that
right.
one that
then
y'all
sing.
That we
can both sing. Yeah.
It's gonna be y'all. Just gonna be y'all first dance song. That's what it is.
No, we
that,
just
you know,
we just always
but you know
sing
what?
I'm in love
because my family owns a strip club, when I get married, I do want them to throw money on me, like at the like as an African
they
tradition.
They can
throw it to I'm in love with a stripper. Even
if they
though,
do it in the rose, they make a bouquet out of it. You can do the bouquet with the single dog. You know,
we do love and we enjoy singing your songs as a couple.
We do.
What's your favorite T Pain song to sing?
It definitely is I'm in love with a stripper.
That's probably my top one. But you know what's
that's gonna be the one.
You know what's my other one?
What's the other one?
Cutty Buddy with Mike Jones.
Oh, yeah, you can be my cut. That is our shit.
Wow.
That is our shit.
That's deep.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Because that's one of the Ron in the old school songs.
Yeah.
You know,
it's got to be drop top.
Sunday. I was about to say Sunday drop top.
Very nice. That's a good choice.
Yeah.
Good choice.
But we appreciate you stopping through the 85 South Backwoods Lounge, man. We're going to make sure you grab some merch or something.
This is nice. This is all very nice.
Bro, we're taking this show on the road.
One day, man. I'm going to be up there with y'all one day.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a little shack right next to y'all, huh?
Anything you got coming up next or coming out soon that we need to be on the lookout for?
I'm just dropping songs, man. Dropping songs. The podcast is coming back.
24-hour live stream.
24-hour live stream at some point. If I can keep enough White Claws on deck, I'm there.
No, I saw him mention it in the comments. So
it's gonna happen.
I'll be on there.
Thank you, man.
I'll
You'll
be
saying
there.
Shit, but you be on there.
Because I don't wanna get the arguing and back.
Let's
get your ass
you
on
can't
T-Pain
type ass enough to argue on that.
I just have to sit back and lurk, you know.
I love it. I appreciate it, man. Let's get it.
85 South Show, man.
Hey,
T-Pain.
Yeah. Come on.
Backwoods Lounge. That's how we doing it. That's love.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.